Gauguin. Eh, Gauguin? I'm on the radio now, so you have to be nice to me. Like, have to. Yeah, you have to. There's no way you can be horrible to me when there are people listening from BBC. Not really. Oh, I've got no listeners. My
Well, then
peak
how is that
listeners
then?
were zero. I put it on the board. What about you? What were your peak listeners? It's always a surprise. Were you a surprise? When you were born, were you a surprise to your mummy? Did your mummy go,
Father
surprise?
was a surprise.
Why? Was he not born? Was he not born? And then your mum was like, how did you get here? You weren't ever born. And you were like, well, it's because of my mum. And your mum was like, I am your mum. And he was like, no, my other mum. And you were like, oh my God, you had another mum? And she was like, yeah. But they weren't as good as you. And they were like, well, what were they like? And they were like, well, not as good as you, clearly. You can do it again. You can do anything you put your mind to. You can do anything you put your mind to. You can. You can will yourself to. You can. No, well, other people can't because they're not you. But you can will yourself to do it because you're special pumpkin man. David, what's wrong with him? What do you mean, what's up with David Attenborough? It does he? Oh. Well, it'll encourage overpopulation. Why are we getting serious?
That's what I read it.
Yeah, but these people. People living their lives, man.
Just wanted to talk about frivolous stuff.
Of course, I want to talk about frivolous stuff. I'm a frivolous person. We should help everyone and love everyone and encourage world peace. Okay? Even people from Barnsley need love. Okay? Okay. So, yeah. So what's your favourite tree?
I'm leveling up.
Oh, don't level up. What are you leveling? Are your eyes leveling up? Is one eye going to shoot a green
Suspension,
razor?
you worry.
Is one going to shoot a green laser and one going to shoot a red laser? Because that would be cool. That would be cooler than cool. What?
So handsome, strong man.
I've run out of things to say. But I don't care because I'm in a manic mood. So I'm just going to talk until
Level 29.
level 29. What happens when you get to level 30?
Three more
Do you turn into a
bosses.
giant crisp?
No,
A
just one.
crispy, crunchy crisp. Crispy, 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 crisp, crispy. Imagine if your name was Crisp B. And people went, oh, that's really crispy all the time. And you thought, oh, they're talking about me. It's me, Crisp B. B as in BEE, like that's your surname, B. Yeah, not just, Christopher Buttermilth or something. But, yeah. So say that, right? Crisp B. And people kept saying, hey, Crisp B, how you doing? Oh no, that would be you then, wouldn't it? They kept saying, oh, this is really Crisp B. And you kept thinking it was like a compliment because you've, I don't know, maybe you got some music out or something. Yeah.
My name was Krispy Kreme.
Crispy Cream. Then your name would be Kris Cream. Even without the B, your name would still be Kris Cream, which would be unfortunate, wouldn't
What's wrong with it?
it? What's right with it?
Kris Kreme.
Kris Kringle.
Right,
Chris, 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 Christofferson, Chris Candylion. I'm also recording this, so it'll be a podcast, hopefully. Andy, It's actually gone 9 p.m. Sorry about that. Most of you won't know who Andy is, but he seems to think that I can pause this and start at 9 p.m, which was 42 minutes ago. So Andy's sadly mistaken there. This is live, Kev. This is as live as it gets, Kev. Not quite. Oh, it's live. It's like a fish that is yet to exit this mortal coil. I am both live and in the past. But can you hear the fan? I apologise if you can hear the fan. Chimpy wouldn't get up and turn it off, so... So... The fan's going like you're living on Mars or something. Will it be on iTunes? I don't know. I don't know how to get it on iTunes. What? No, not the fan. Why would I want the fan on iTunes? Yeah, I'm going to put my fan on iTunes. That's actually a good idea. We could just do a podcast of the fan. Yeah, but the aircon's far away. See? And there'll be people going, so am I. What does that even mean? What does that even mean? More than you as well. So if, I don't know, how do you get on iTunes? There's probably loads of people on iTunes, like 4 or 5. Nobody's going to see. Kev couldn't hear the fan anyway. It was a waste of time on your part there, because Kev couldn't hear the fan. Well, I don't know. You know, if it's just down to Kev. Don't break my heart. My achy, breaky heart. I just don't think you'd understand. So, yeah. Look, there is no fan now, Kev. That might be why. Of course, we're all a fan of art. Art Nouveau. Art Garfunkel. Artificial hips. The works. So, we're going to do the ABC questions. With Chimpy providing a question for each letter of the alphabet, where the main content of that question is it's one of the letters. So, like, A might be, do you own an ant farm? Have you ever seen an asteroid? Do you like avant-garde? Did I just say avant-garde? I don't know, am I repeating myself? I need to be approved. Oh, I doubt they'd approve me, Tom. You know about my sordid history. Anyway, we're going to play the ABC game. It should be the A to Z game, really. With Chimpy providing questions from A through to Z. That's 26 unique questions, which I'm going to aim to answer. And then I'm going to sing a very sad song. Not really. I had a fly trying to kill me earlier. But now it's gone. Anyway, have you got a question, Chimpy?
What's so special about asparagus?
That's an interesting question, slightly controversial among the foodies of the world. Some people abhor asparagus, and some people adore asparagus. Abhor and adore. Isn't that beautiful? Andy wants to know if I've ever taken it up the arse. No, I've never taken asparagus up the arse. I can say that confidentially, I was going to say. Confidently, that's the word. Asparagus, around these parts, asparagus is very popular. And when it gets to asparagus season, people put out little signs saying, you can get asparagus here, which seems to attract the punters. But no, I'm not a fan of us. I did have asparagus risotto once. I'm not doing it with the Greek alphabet, Tom, because I'm not Greek. But I like your idea. I like your idea. If anyone does have any questions, by the way, do pose la question. And either on the board or if you're Tom, Andy, Kev, Girl Interrupted, or anyone like that, you can send them to me. I just outed you all now. I was listening to me. You asked that in confidence, Andy. Well, now it's in the public arena. So that, yeah, I don't like asparagus. Apparently the tips with butter are supposed to be delicious, but to me, it's just Tony Blair on stilts. So, have you got a question B?
Have you ever watched a Betamax video?
No, because you'd have to have a Betamax machine, and I'm pretty sure I've never been in the company of a Betamax machine. When did I first get my video recorder? See, this is the stuff that podcasts are made of, ladies and gentlemen, and radio shows, of course. The story of my video recorder. Well, it started a long time ago when I was a tiny child. And I said to my mother and father, I really want to watch The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe on the television.
What?
I don't know. I don't know what's happening. Yeah. No, I was going sort of Dutch, but, you know, Spanish would do. I can never remember not having a video recorder. Can you imagine that? There was never a point. I'm 32 years old, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen. Lady and gentlemen, ladies, there might be more than one woman out there, or intermediate gender. I don't want to, you know, you might not like being called a lady or a gentleman. We had one that loaded in the top, you know. Do you know what I mean by loading in the top? Top loader, let's call it. Let's go for the shorthand. It's a top loading VHS player. And it was a thing of beauty, yeah. I don't remember it. I think it used to eat up tapes quite a bit. And then they got the sophisticated ones that you could just push into the machine. And it would go... And then you'd have to make sure it'd been rewound, which is a big thing with my dad. You know, you got it hammered into you that you must rewind after you'd watched. And now... Who ever rewinds anything? Nobody, because you don't have to. That was fun. It was silver, the one we had that I remember the most, and didn't have a remote control. You had to get up and press play or pause. So it was quite exciting when we got one with the remote. So I think really that's covered the. Do you want to know what video I used to watch the most?
Yes, I do.
I am so posh. Ew! Lived in a council house. Don't you know? It was in Tunbridge Wells, but it was still a council house. The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, the cartoon version, was apparently quite a favourite of mine, but I don't remember anything about it, even though I allegedly watched it repeatedly. So that goes to show you just how much children are affected by television. Have you got a C question?
Do you think Prince Charles will ever ascend the throne?
Ascend? I like that word, ascend, as if he's sitting quite low somewhere and he's just going to, you know... start to levitate into his he's not that tiny. I've seen tinier men. I'll be honest with you, there are tinier men out there. He can be seen by the human eye, by the naked eye. I like that expression, naked eye, as if you sometimes have your eye dressed, you know, with a little costume. I do like ascend. Thanks for pointing that out. This is married life, ladies and gentlemen. 6 years and still going. I was going to say still going strong, but what's my favourite cat? My favourite cat is Eric, but don't tell the others because they'll get upset. I love them all, really, but Eric is secretly my favourite because he's very fluffy and a bit scared. He's a bit like I would probably be. In cat form, and his cute little nose, he's sitting opposite me at the moment, so I expect if Thora had been sitting opposite me, I'd go, oh, Thora. Ivan's all right, but he prefers my husband, and so does Tess, so they obviously get a demotion for that. So there you go, Eric the half a bee, Eric the tiny, tiny cat. with lots of fluff and a big head. My favourite dog. No, people are asking me. I've got to, you know, this is your fan base here, Jimpy. People want to know. They want to know. I haven't answered your question yet, anyway. But anyway, Kev's gone, and he asked me the dog question. I quite like Labradors, because I used to lek out with one. That sounds like lick out. That's disgusting. Up in Northernshire, apparently they say lek, meaning to play. I used to play with a Labrador when I was younger, and I quite liked them. King Charles Spaniels are quite cute. Yeah, I don't like little dogs, and I don't like really big dogs, and I don't like aggressive dogs. So, yeah, it's good to know you're ready and you're wide awake. Any more questions? I'm here until we reach Z. Okay, you got a D? Oh, no, I haven't answered your question. How about King Charles? Yes, I think he will ascend the throne. And that's what I think.
Are you scared of the dark?
I used to be. Used to be very scared of the dark. In fact, until I met you, not just met you, that sounds a bit weird. Until I met you, I used to sleep with my light on, but the night I met you, I stopped. No, I did used to sleep with my light on a lot. Towards the end of that time, it was more laziness that I'd be on the computer and fall asleep, which I did quite a bit. But yeah, I've always had quite an aversion to the dark on my own. But now I'm married to you, I have to live in the dark for large periods of time. So, well, I can't be frightened because you make me go to bed in the dark and I can't put the light on and I have to go for a wee in the dark. And it's like living, well, you can imagine where it's like living. Somewhere very dark. Lek is Norwegian for play. Did you know that? There we go. That's Tom. Tom's our linguist. He's our linguist. He's our linguist. So if you've got any linguistic questions, just ask. Old Norse. Yeah, it probably is. The Vikings, you know. Where did they come from? Norse-a-lander. Where were we? Have we got to D yet? Oh, yeah. No, we haven't done D yet. What was D? Crazy. Okay, we've done D. And what's after D? E.
What defines Englishness?
Me. I am the personification of the English people. I don't know. In my view. Oh, I see. You weren't asking me for a scientific and categorical explanation. People living in England? I don't know. People drinking tea, but then I don't drink tea, so that would make me not, you know, I don't know. In cricket, but I don't like cricket, so all the things I don't like, seemingly, define Englishness. I don't know. I don't think you can define it. I think it's easier to define externally. Like, you know, people tend to define Swedish people. They go, oh, yeah, they like saunas and Ulrika Johnson and ABBA, you know. But if you ask a Swedish person on what defines, you know, being a Swede, they probably wouldn't go, oh, yeah, Ulrika Johnson. She's the definition of being a Swede. Anyway, I don't know. I'd like to think that being English is about more about not being something else, you know. It's about living somewhere, isn't it? Or being born somewhere. It's not really a state of being. If you'd ask somebody in the 1200s in England, oh, what is, you know, what is the nature of being English? This is Ivan. Gonna talk. Good boy. That was Ivan. Just wanted to say hello. what they would have said to you would be very different from what I say to you, so you know.
It's a hunger night for sure. Have you ever slept on a futon?
No, I've never slept on a futon. I've slept on a floor, on the floor. I've slept on a mattress on the floor. Does that count as sleeping on a futon? Yeah, I've slept on a mattress on the floor. In fact, I've slept on a mattress on the floor with you, so that's a pretty shitty question, isn't it? You should remember that. Shh. What are you like? What are you like? You thought it'd be entertaining for seven listeners. Do you know, we could have up to 200 listeners, and we've got seven. So I think that says something about the quality of our radio show. Yeah, I've slept on. I used to sleep on the floor as a child, occasionally. If I couldn't get to sleep, I'd just take my duvet and sleep on the floor. And now, if I had to sleep on the floor, I would be unable to move for the next 3 or 4 years afterwards, because I'm old and I have a bad back. So what was that? That was F. What are we on to? G.
What's your earliest memory involving a garden?
My earliest memory involving a garden, would probably be making mud pies with Mummy, Daddy Bear. No, not Daddy Bear, just with Mummy Bear. I can remember having a fight with my friend in the garden. No, she wasn't actually my friend. There was a girl who lived. I lived in a council house. Not that posh. People keep saying I'm posh. Born in a frigging council house. There were three council houses, and we lived in the middle one, so a three terrace. And then there was a seven terrace one, and there was a little carport. And then at the back, we had a shared bit, which had some swings and stuff on it. So all the kids would go out and play on these swings. And there was this girl who used to play there, who lived in one of the other houses. And she claimed that I'd stolen her foam baby changing basket. And I was so aghast at this that I took my foam baby changing mats, I suppose you call them, not baskets, back to my mum and got her to write my name on them so that I could no longer be accused of stealing them. And that's probably one of my earliest memories. So another happy, jolly memory from the memory banks of me. Yeah, that was G. What comes after G? H. H.
H.
H.
H.
H from steps.
I haven't really thought of an H.
All right, shall I give you a minute? There was a young lady from Gwynedd whose mother was made of a pinnith. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. A la ba la ba 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 binnith. Have you come up with one yet?
What's your favourite hat?
My favourite hat would probably be a very small hat on a very large cat, or alternatively, a very large hat on a very small cat. But I prefer small hats on large
Yeah,
cats.
but what style of hat?
What style of hat? A hatty type of hat. I don't know. A hat. A little bowler hat, a tiny little bowler hat with a bow on it. Yeah. Maybe in green or red or even blue. Yeah. So does that answer your question for H? Yeah. I bet you haven't got one for I.
Do you know any isthmuses? Do you know any isthmuses?
A man called Isthmus. Isthmus.
Isthmus. You
Isthmus.
know, a specific man.
No. Can you come up with a better one that isn't just yay being yay? Ladies and gentlemen, domestic bliss.
What's your favourite flavour of ice cream?
What's your favourite flavour of ice cream, Mum? Where did you go to? Did you get it from BJams? Mint choc chip. It's the best flavour and the only flavour worth tipping your hat to. So, mint choc chip. Ooh, moths. Moths are bad. I was attacked by a fly earlier. It was repeatedly dive bombing me in an attempt. I think it was trying to communicate to me. What I surmised was that it was me in another alternate life trying to communicate something to me because it was desperate to get near my face for some reason. But I couldn't decode the fly message in time. Anyway, mint choc chip, what's your favourite flavour?
Just vanilla, actually. I'm really boring.
Yeah, he's a vanilla kind of guy, ladies. Yeah, the vanilla one. Vanilla. Ooh, a little bit of vanilla on my pillow. So are you contemplating what could possibly be the next countdown conundrum? Uh-oh, complicated, ladies and gentlemen.
Right. If, as a condition of a will, right, in order to inherit a lot of money, you had to take Jamiroquai out for a meal, where would you take him?
Is Jamiroquai just one person and not a band then?
It's the whole band.
It's the whole, so I'd have to take the whole band. Because yeah. You said, where would I take him?
Oh, yeah.
And it made me think.
All right. JK out of Jamiroquai.
I would take him to Subway.
That's quite cheap, isn't it?
It's cheap and quick. And you can finish quick. And then I could go home and cry into my pillow. And then I could cry some more. And then I could scream. Blue murder. I don't care if he's got a fast car. He's a knob. He's a knob with a knob. And that's the worst kind of knob you can get. And I don't mean knob with a knob as in he's got a penis. I mean he's got a fast car, which is a knob. So he's a knob with a knob. So, yeah. Anyway, you can tell I'm a big fan of JK. have you got a question for Kay?
Have you ever owned a kaleidoscope?
Yes.
What was it like?
It was amazing.
Did it do the colours thing?
It did. Did you notice our niece had one yesterday? Oh, yeah, she was kaleidoscoping as we were eating our Sunday lunch. Yeah. But she can't, because I said to you, she has a problem. She's three, our niece. She can't close one eye. So she had both eyes open, and I said, I didn't used to be able to do that either. So she was going like that, and looking at the kaleidoscope. Yeah. No, it's no fun if you're colourblind. In fact, I think I said that yesterday. But, oh no, I said it about the 3D thing, didn't I? You couldn't use it if you're colourblind. What's your favourite song?
My favourite song.
I'm playing my game and you can't stop me. Playing my game and you can't stop me. I'm playing my game and you can't stop me. Can't stop me playing my game.
I like Kashmir by Led Zeppelin.
Yeah, what you mean is you like the Horse Meat Hotel song.
Do I?
Eat! Cat, what's he saying?
Are you a good boy? Yeah, good boy.
That was a cat noise again. The second cat noise of the night. So what are we on to? K, L.
What was K?
Kaleidoscope.
L. If you had to donate your liver to a famous person, who would you donate it to?
I would donate it to does this person need a liver, or is it just a gesture of my love and affection?
It's in case the liver goes wrong.
All right, okay. Who would I donate my liver to? I think I would donate it to the creator of Pigeon Street.
Beautiful. Like, who was that?
Billy Ray Jolo.
Billy Ray Pigeon.
He was a big fan of pigeons all his life. So much so that he changed his name by deed poll to Billy Ray Pigeon. And lived on a street called Pigeon Street, infested with pigeons.
Do you want an M?
Do I want an M? Do I want an M? Yes, I do.
Okay. Who is your favourite Mr. Man or Little Miss?
Well, it's funny you should ask that, because I've never ever thought about it before. I'd probably go for Mr. Happy, even though he's the most popular of the Mr. Men. But because in the Mr. Men video that we had when I was little, he goes to see Mr. Miserable. Do you remember Mr. Miserable? He was Mr. Happy, but he was sad, yeah. And what happens is, and it's a bit unfortunate for Mr. Miserable, because in essence, he loses all meaning of his name because he becomes happy. So he's still called Mr. Miserable, but he's happy because Mr. Happy makes him happy. So he's got to go to places and say, you know, hotels, or handing his credit card in to buy things, portaloos and things. And they're going to go, oh, Mr. Miserable, that's an ironic name because you're actually quite happy, aren't you? So I feel a bit bad for him there, you know. But in this video, right, at one point, because I watched it in slow motion for reasons passing understanding when I was a teenager, Mr. Miserable and Mr. Happy, because Mr. Miserable gets happy and he's so happy he's bouncing around, he bounces into Mr. Happy, right? And they merge and become one. And then they split apart again. And that just warped my mind. I tell you, it warped my mind. Yeah, Mr. Bump, I liked Mr. Tickle. Because he had extremely long arms. Which seemed somehow appealing back then. Oh, lordy. And I think I like Mr. Small as well. Which explains my dating habits. And oh, how we laughed. So that would be my Mr. Man. And Little Miss Chatterbox, because my mum always used to go, "You're Little Miss Chatterbox," and then eventually I stopped talking altogether. So thanks, Mum. So where are we?
N. What was the last time you felt you'd done something naughty?
Naughty. What do you mean by naughty? Like, however I define naughty. Last night. Yeah. Do you want to know what it was?
What?
It was watching TV with you. It was naughty. It was well naughty. Yeah. Don't you remember? No. I'm laughing like Janet there. That's awful.
Janet.
Yeah. Yeah, my mum's friend Janet. Anyway, as only Chimpy knows, my mum's friend Janet. That's a bit, but she's got a laugh like that. So I'm going to try and refine my laugh. Ladies and gentlemen, and now Bobby Davro. Not really. So So apart from that, when was the last time I felt naughty? Aside from rude things, yeah. Yeah, I think when I did that naughty thing and I was like, oh, shall I do this or shan't I? And you said, don't do it if it'll make you unhappy, but I did it anyway. Do you remember? Anyway, that was the last time. somewhat cryptic there, but I can assure you no animals were harmed. So it was fine. Yeah, so a little while ago. Have you got a question for O?
Do you like the idea of being old?
Do I like the idea of being old? Let me think. All the advantages of being old. Incontinence, memory loss, lack of independence. Got most of them anyway. Should be a frigging stand-up, I tell you, I tell thee. Except I haven't got the mother-in-law jokes yet. They'll come. They'll come. In some ways, I've enjoyed getting older, if you will, because nobody expects me to do things like go clubbing or pretend I like music or anything of that nature anymore. And I can listen to Radio 4 with impunity now. And, you know, I like knitwear. That's come back into the menopause. Oh, the menopause will be very welcome, I tell you. I tell thee it'll be a right welcome. But being proper old, no, because you're older than me. So you won't be there to look after me. So it's a bit shitty. Marry a younger man, that's what I say. Then, you know, you can change your nappies and everything at the end. So, yeah, no, there are some things. Maybe I'll start to like Fox's Glacier Mints. Seems to be a thing. And flowered wallpaper. So, that was O. Have we got a P?
Yeah. What should you put on pancakes?
Should you, could you, can you, would you? What should you put on pancakes? You should put yummy bum bums. If you were you, if I was me, or if I were you. Well, nice sweet things that make you go, yummy tummy. See, I don't really like them. And, you know, when I was little, it was like, oh, it's pancake night. And my mum would get out the sugar and the lemon. And it was like, oh, that's just quite disgusting, really. You might as well just eat neat sugar, which I have done in my time. I would go for, I quite like, you know, some kind of berry interior. So, oh, look at Eric. He's showing his little tummy bump. Anyway, sorry. Yeah, so I'd wrap some berry, raspberries, strawberries, that kind of berry. Maybe a bit of chocolate sauce and a tiny bit of cream. You know, but maybe I'm turning it into a crepe. Do you think I'm turning it into a crepe rather than a pancake then? There's such a fine line between the crepe and the pancake. It's one that you don't like to transgress, I tell you. I tell thee, our chimpy, don't transgress to line, lads. There's only so many lines you can transgress. So yeah, obviously I wouldn't put chicken or hats or anything like that in a pancake. That would just be wrong. So yeah, I think we've covered pancakes now. Ooh, he's got the look of a constipated man on his face, I tell you.
When was the last time you were in a queue?
See what you did there? I always thought queue's an interesting word. You like it when I have interesting word. You know, discussions. Because you know, the letter Q, and yet when you go to spell it, you have to add on UE and then a UE. So in effect, you're adding four more letters just to make the same sound. You know, which is crazy. Anyway, when was the last time I was in a queue? Beep, 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 beep. It would have been with you, because I'm always with you. Was it when we were in Aldi? No, I tell you when it was. It was when we were in the co-op at Brightlingsea. If you want to see me and Chimpy, co-op at Brightlingsea is the place that we frequent. Yeah, we've been there three times. Do you think I should? They might all flock to Brightlingsea just to see it. When my husband and I, when we go to Brightlingsea, and for those of you not familiar with the Essex coast, Brightlingsea, or you might have heard of it because in the 90s, there was a thing where they exported calves or something and there was lots of protests. Yeah, it was Brightlingsea. Anyway, that's excited, Chimpy. It's a port. Well, it's not really a port anymore. It's a coastal town. With two co-ops, in fact. Two co-ops, a Spa and a Tesco Express. So all your shopping needs covered. We drive to the co-op and back from the... It's quite a big co-op, I tell you. You can get pants in there and everything, which is something I don't associate with the co-op, to be honest with you. There's a car we see, which obviously has a personalised number plate. And the number plate is, and for all of you, those of you with access to the DVLA database, here we go. It's naughty. P8, and then what is it? 8EAL. So it says Beale is the end bit, we think. And Chimpy thinks it says Pete Beale because Pate is apparently Pete in London. Everyone says Pate Beale. So he's convinced that the actor who played Pete Beale, yeah, we won't name him, has gone and got himself a number plate and is living in quite a shabby terrace bungalow in Brightlingsea with his P8 Beale. I said, I think it's probably just somebody whose surname is Beale and, you know, they couldn't afford, like, Gladys Beale or whatever, so they just got P8 Beale. But Chimpy, you know, he's very excited at the possibility that Pete Beale, who I think was last in EastEnders in 1992, could claim the fame of living in Brightlingsea. So there we go. Yeah, that was the Pete Beale story. There we go. What now are we on? Q. Sorry. You can't. You're on the radio. You can't just go silent.
Well, I could say
rabbit. All right. I'll tell them another story while you think of a question. Once upon a time, there was a big, giant 50p piece, and it lived in the middle of the road. And one day, a purse came along and picked it up and put it inside itself. And the 50p piece was really annoyed. So later, when the purse got to the shop, it jumped out of the purse and into the cashier, and the purse cried, the end. Cash register. Not the cashier, that would be weird if it jumped into the cashier. Have you got an eye yet? Okay.
What's your favourite radio station?
I was really scared you were going to say rabbit there. What's my favourite rabbit? My favourite radio station is Radio 4. Because I like people who talk, and I like to be a pseudo-intellectual. And they once had a series of 5 programmes, 15 minutes each, discussing the fingers, one for each finger, and the thumb, obviously, but they were including the thumb. Digits might have been better, but then you'd think of your toes as well, wouldn't you? But, yeah, that was exciting. 15 minutes a finger. You heard it here first. That's Chimpy, not me. So yeah, Radio 4. And now on Radio 4, The Archers, where Peggy gets a surprise when Jack shows her what he's been hiding for Christmas. So that was R. Have you got an S? S is for C. S is for smoke. S is for tiny socks. And S is for boat, ship.
What's your favourite seaside resort?
Oh, I have so many to choose from. Imagine if I lived inland. If I lived in, I don't know, Wakefield. I wouldn't have many to choose from, would I? Well, I might never have been to the seaside if I lived in Wakefield. It happens. You doubt it, but it happens. My favourite seaside resort. Now you're putting me on the spot. I like Walton on the Naze because it's a bit run down, and so fewer people go there, and you and I go there, and that's when I feel really like we're in our mid-60s. Or you in your mid-70s, me in my mid-60s, and we sit and we look at the waves, and it's nearly always raining when we go there. But I like it, especially that time we went in the arcade. Do you remember? And it was just us in there. It was fun. And we bought inflatable crocodile there, didn't we? Yeah.
Oh, yes.
What do you mean, did we? You always do the did we when, oh, did we? I don't think I did. And then it's like, oh, yes, I think I find that I actually did. Great, you forgot. So that, yeah, seaside resort. Yeah, I like it. I like ones that are a bit crap, really, and that other people don't go to. That's, to me, is the making of a seaside resort. The fewer people, the better. I liked it. Would you? Well, it's not a seaside resort, but if we're talking about beaches, yeah. That Calgary beach that we went to on the Isle of Mull, where there were sheep, that was nice. Because I don't really associate beaches with sheep. And yet there were sheep and beach. And it was nice. Anyway, tea?
If you had a hereditary title, what would you want to be?
Hereditary title, I think Baroness. It's got that kind of hard-ass kind of edge to it, you know. Duchess is a bit too twee. But Baroness. But not Baroness Thatcher, because that would just be horrible.
Well, Baroness.
Yeah. But then I'd be Baroness. And then I'd use your surname, because your surname begins with a B. So it'd alliterate. No, I wouldn't want a princesses. You think of like glitter and pink and things, and I'm about as far from. I can see you. Sorry. What are you saying? You can restate your questions. Sorry. Yes, I can see you. I love you all very much. Yeah, I'm not pink, and I'm not fluffy, and I'm not a princess. I could be a queen, empress. That'd be all right. Empress Emma, that'd be alright, wouldn't it? Yeah, it'd be alright. It'd be alright, yeah. But I think we'd have to, you know, cut down on our trips to Walton on the Naze then, if I was an empress. Empress. So yeah, that's the title. If I was a baroness, you'd be a baron. I think. Or would it own? I don't know, does it work that way? Yeah, I don't know if I'm a baroness, whether you'd be a baron, or whether. But I know if you're a baron, I'd be a baroness. Yeah, Tom, I can't say that word on the radio, because it's a word I can't say. But my favourite one is the emperor. So there you go. Chimpy's looking confused. Shall I spell it out? No. Tom has asked me what my favourite P-E-N. G-U-I-N is. So, yeah. Do you want to say it?
Penguin.
There you go. My favourite one of those is the Emperor. I quite like the King as well. So, but I won't be tricked into saying it. So,
what do you write?
What do I write with? A pen. I write with a pen. No. Gin. I drink gin. Well, I don't drink gin and tonic because I don't drink gin. Pen gin.
You know,
my favourite pen gin is, yeah, I like the, well, I don't know what other ones there are, to be honest, apart from the pen. Are there ones called Fluffy? I'd like that. Fluffy ones. Fluffy.
Fluffy what? Nice.
Pen gins. Fluffy pengins. So yeah, I think I've answered that question, Tom. To your satisfaction. Yeah, that's the reason why I presume Tom's trying to get me to say that is because I have an issue saying that word, which I'm not going to say because I'm recording this, and then it'd be kept for posterity. We don't want that, do we? Where were we? To you. Are we up to you? Can you think of a you? Can you? See, it's you, but you. It's like text speak. Yeah, it's weird. You can think of a you, but it's weird. Yeah. Okay, since when has that stopped you?
Should usury, if I spelled that, pronounced that correct?
Yeah, usury.
Should it be a crime?
Should usury be a crime? I'm guessing, and this might be damning to my audience, but I'm guessing a lot of my audience won't know what the fuck usury is. So I'd better explain. Usury is lending money for a profit. So lending money at interest. So if I were to lend you money and say, I'm going to charge you 10% interest on that, I would be committing the sin of usury, which is a sin in the Bible. But if I said, here's a tenner, just pay me a tenner back, that wouldn't be usury. And there are ways of getting around it, I believe. I believe you can say, I'm going to give you £10 on the condition that you give me £14 back. Which isn't technically usury, because it's not a percent. But, there we go. Anyway, do I think usury is a sin? Or, no, should be a crime. I think if it was a crime, we'd be in trouble, wouldn't we? Yeah, neither a lender nor a borrower be. But we are, we're both, aren't we? If we use a bank, we're both. If we've got savings, we're lending. And if we've got a mortgage, like we have, we're borrowing. So we're a borrower and a lender. We're sinister, that's us. No, but I like your use of the word you. I thought maybe you'd go for usurp. I like that word. Usurp. Because it's got a p at the end, like poo, but that's got it at the beginning. V.
As a vegetarian,
yes.
Did you ever consider becoming a vegan?
Yes. Veggie vegan. I was a vegan for 12 hours once, and then a Murray Mint seduced me back into the world of dairy products. So I did consider it, but when I realised it meant lentils and no more chocolate, no more pasta, oh no, it's too much. It's too much. They share profits, don't they? Oh, yeah, that is Tom. Sorry. I thought you just said they share profits, don't they? Which confused me. But then I saw you'd written a whole other sentence there. So yeah, that's you know, if my name was Vicky the vegetarian, do you think people have liked me more? Or maybe if I did my hair better. So yeah, that's my take on. I've been a vegetarian since I was 14. Yeah, he is thinking ahead, I think. He has got the alphabet off to Pat. So I can see him. He's looking at the ceiling. I know he's thinking W. And he's not, in fact, listening at all. Do you learn what's come from animals? Not yet. Maybe soon. But he's struggling with W. So if anyone has a wobbly word they'd like to pose, I would. I'm here for you, as they say. In America and other places where they use the English language. Have you got one yet? Let me know. He's sort of got one. He's not happy with it, though, ladies and gentlemen. He's not happy. Okay, go for it.
Why don't you like white chocolate?
Because it reminds me of evaporated milk, but in chocolate form. And I don't like evaporated milk because it seemed to be my mum's healthy cream of choice when I was younger. It was like, oh, mum can have some cream with that. No, but you can have some evap. Always evap, not evaporated milk. She went, yes, I'm afraid you can't have any cream with that, but I've got some lovely evaporated milk for you. And she used to make two holes in the tin, one side and one the other, and there was some reason for that. And then it would sit in the fridge as if it was, you know, like a condiment for food. It was disgusting. Yes. So, and white chocolate reminds me of that. If I could have a wheelbarrow full of anything, what would it be? The wheelbarrow. I think it'd be a nice sort of green model, metal, but green paint. What would it be full of? Kittens, of course. Thousands and thousands of kittens. Chimpy's would be full of more wheelbarrows, he says. And mine would be full of more wheelbarrows full of kittens. Imagine that. Kitten. Oh, he's got an X coming up now. This is gonna... A piece of cake, man! Are you ready, ladies and gentlemen? Da-da-da-da-da-da!
This is predicated on you watching the films and remembering what was in them. If you were one of the X-Men, which one would you be?
I thought you were going to ask me something about the X Factor. That'll be next time. Which X-Man would I be? I can only remember the only woman I can remember is Storm, and she had a pretty shit power. I can only remember two of the men as well. Oh no, there's Magneto, isn't there? There's, what does the one in the wheelchair do? He can read people's minds. And then there's Foxman, whatever his name is, and Wolverine, and he's got Foxman. That's his new superhero title. Oh, were you? Oh, yeah, we've gone past F now. So I guess I'd be Storm. Oh, there's the woman with blue skin. She can turn into other people, can't she? Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'd be her, because then I could be, I don't know, Dame Vera Lynn or something for a weekend. Bikes trial. So what are we at? XY? Have you got one? Are you ready? Yeah. You going to hit me with it?
Okay. When was the last time you used Yahoo?
Ooh, not that long ago, but on accident, like, because I updated my... Well, I used Flickr, which is on Yahoo, today, in fact, to look at some photos of some kittens. So that was the last time I used Yahoo. But when I updated to iOS 7, it changed my default search to Yahoo from Google, so I had to change it back again. Anyway, that's the last time I used Yahoo, so you all know that now. Hope you've made a note of that, and that you're inwardly contemplating when the last time you used Yahoo was. Don't tell me you're not. Zed, we're on the final one. Well, not quite, because I've thought up another one afterwards. But anyway, I haven't told Chimpy yet, so we'll go for Zed. Are you ready with Zed? Cheaty one. All right, here we go.
What's your favourite word beginning with Zed?
Oh, my favourite word beginning with Zed is probably zoo, because it's basically one of the two words beginning with Zed. Zoo and zombie.
Zoroastrian,
well, there is that, yeah. Zorro himself. Zorro is Spanish for fox. Fox-related evening, ladies and gentlemen. Foxman and the foxy fox. So, yeah, zoo. Oh, let's go to the zoo. Oh, okay. So that's how it should go. Whereas in my family, it went, oh, let's go to the zoo. What zoo? Oh, yeah. And that's how. That was a good... That was the zoo. We didn't have a zoo, no. There wasn't a zoo in Ipswich. We'd have had to have come to Colchester to go to the zoo. And that, you know, that would have been too far, as it wasn't Ipswich. So now what I'm going to do, and the Chimpy doesn't know this, is he's got to ask me questions up to the number 10, involving the numbers 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And then we really are going, all right? Are you ready? You can do this.
Do you ever use the word one in a conversation to mean yourself?
I like it. No, because I'm not the queen.
You've got a posh voice, though.
I have such a posh voice. One would like to go to one's hamster cage.
Beautiful.
You use it. Use it in your best Yorkshire.
One would like a pint.
You're always eating pies, aren't you?
No, it was a pint.
I know, I was teasing you. Okay?
Okay.
Okay? Okay. Okay. Have you got one for two?
If two tribes go to war, how much can you score?
50.
No, one.
Warn. See, says one funny. He goes, warn. I can't do it. Warn.
One.
Warn. It's like a whole different language.
No, that was a silly question.
It was a silly question. He's revising his question. So, because it's a song, you say two tribes went to war. But I didn't care. Because I don't like songs, except ones that I make up in my head. If you're lucky, I'll sing you the Alexander Armstrong song at the end.
Do you think it's ever acceptable to two-time someone?
Two-time? It depends what you mean by two-time. Like, say you had a partner and they were in a coma, like, for years and years, then I would say it's acceptable to have a relationship external to that person. So, but would you be two-timing them? Technically, even if you're still married to them, nobody knows. So it's an ethical minefield. But generally not, no. If you're a man, I think you've only got enough semen for one woman. And if you're a woman, kablimey, there's better things on TV.
What?
Exactly.
Yeah. You want me to say something?
I wanted you to come in with question three, like it was just...
What would be the advantages and disadvantages of having three legs?
The advantages would be that you could sing I'm Jake the Peg with the extra leg, and... No, naughty. You could sing it, because it's just a song, and it can't hurt anyone. And you'd be telling the truth, because you would have an extra leg. The disadvantages would be that you'd probably walking would become quite difficult, because you'd be in a kind of tripod existence. And where would it go? Where would the extra leg go? Would it be to the side? Would it be down the middle? You know, the logistics of it are a nightmare, to be honest with you. So let's go to four.
Who's your favourite dealer on Four Rooms?
Four Rooms, that popular Channel 4 programme. Four Fours, Channel 4, Four Rooms. Mmm, fruity. I like Gordon, the tubby gay bloke with glasses, because you just want to give him a little hug, and he's cuddly. So yeah, I go for Gordon. For those of you who've never seen Four Rooms, this question is really very interesting. So yeah, Gordon from Four Rooms.
Have you ever watched anything of merit on Channel 5, or what was it?
No, I've never watched anything of merit. I remember when they used to have sex and shopping, hopping had to do with anything because it was all sex.
Sex already?
Sorry. I'll tell you a story about when I was at primary school and pox. Well, I'd had chicken pox. And I went into school and you know how you have the start of the stuff. You don't really have much in the way of boobs then. But that was the last one. It's the last one to go. And it had scabbed over. And I had this really evil teacher who I won't name. Anyway, I got in Word or something. She was a bit anal about spelling words. She will not do that again kind of thing. And she ended up picking off the scab on my pock. And it was quite painful. So that's a lovely story, one to share around the... vaguely.
What for you was the highlight of the 1600s?
The 1600s?
Yeah, no.
I wasn't actually alive during the 1600s. Probably the English Civil War. Yeah, that was quite exciting. Not the death or anything like that, but the displacement of the monarchy, the end of absolute monarchy in the UK. The Putney debates was quite interesting. The Levellers, the Diggers, yeah, quite enjoyed all that, really.
Is 7 your lucky number?
No. Is 7 considered lucky?
Yeah.
All right. No, it's not my lucky number. My lucky number is 3, because I was told that the Romans thought that 3 was a significant number, a lucky number. And I was going through a bit of an OCD patch at the time, so I either had to do things, and I still do this sometimes, in threes or in multiples of 3. And then the multiples had to be odd, because the Romans considered odd numbers to be luckier than even numbers. So it was very exciting. It's very exciting being OCD. So yeah, 3, but not really through any will of my own. I have no will. So yeah, that was 7. I go to 8, or
yeah.
Here we are, hitting 8.
How much would you need to be paid to touch the 8th leg on an octopus?
Not very much. Well, what is the 8th leg on an octopus? Is it rude?
No.
No, okay. Sorry, I thought it was of significance. Okay, it'd be the 8th. How would you know? You'd have to have one to start with. Well, would you start on the left or the right, though?
Yeah,
anyway. Not much, because I'm not afraid of octopi. £15? Plus my bus fare, you know, so I'm quite easy when it comes to that. So yeah, I'm not, if you were saying on a spider, then hundreds of thousands of pounds, because I hate them. They're just, icky icky poo poo. Anyway, you going for 9?
Yeah, cats, 9 lives. What about that, eh?
Amazing. It's not true, you know.
Is it true?
No, it's not true. Cats do not have 9 lives. They only have 1.
Where does it come from?
Well, our cat, he came from the cat rescue place.
No, but 9 lives.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. Somebody probably said it once and somebody, oh, is that right? Is that right? And then they said it's some other people. And then they said it's some other people. And then soon everyone was going, cats, he got 9 lives, you know. Like, everything starts out. And now people go, oh, that's one of his lives gone. When they mean he's just had a shock or something. So, have you got 10? 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10. He's thinking. You should see the look on the face of this man. It's pain and concentration. He wants to do a good job for you, ladies and gentlemen. I'll tell you how many people are listening. 7. 7 people listen. We did get to 10 at one point, but they seem to have been bored by this numbers game.
It is hard.
Think of things that come in multiples of 10.
Okay. Have you ever seen 10 onions?
I've never seen 10 onions. I've never seen 2 onions in a room together. I think there is only 1 onion, and it's passed around from... Each family has its own onion, and they pass it on from father to son. And ne'er the twain shall meet. You know, you can't mix the onions. You can't bring one family's onions in.
Know your onions.
Know your onions. Yeah, exactly. So you'll know your family's onion. Well, it means you know your onion. You know? Cat, dog, cat. Anyway, Chimpy's looking very tired. He cleaned a toilet today, ladies and gentlemen. Chimpy cleans the toilet. Even though I told him he didn't have to. Chimpy cleans the toilet. Yeah, I might write that. It's about my level. So yeah, that's the end. We're finished now, so I'm going to sing you my song, which has got 3 verses to it. So you'll know to stop listening, because I'm going to sing this song. And then you can all go to bed, okay? I'm playing my game, man. You can't stop me. Playing my game, man. You can't stop me. I'm playing my game, man. You can't stop me. Can't stop me playing my game. That's verse 1. Going to the house and you can't stop me. I'm going to the house and you can't stop me. I'm going to the house and you can't stop me. Can't stop me going to the house. That's verse 2. And now for your final verse, we have... I'm a black and white cat and you can't stop me. I'm a black and white cat and you can't stop me. I'm a black and white cat and you can't stop me. I'm a black and white cat. That's verse 3. That was a black and white cat, not a black and white cat. Yeah, see, you've spoiled it all now, because that was supposed to be the end and we were just going to go, hey, bye. Well, okay. Verse 4 is... I'm juggling some balls and you can't stop me. I'm juggling balls and you can't stop me. I'm juggling balls and you can't stop me. Can't stop me juggling balls.